This is The Takeaway. I'm John Huckenberry. And now a guy with a story. Ira Glass, host of This American Life, has a story or three or four each week on his radio program. Ira and I used to work together at National Public Radio a long time ago. Because I was single and low on the totem pole back in those days, I always worked the holidays. So did Ira, and we often did stories together for All Things Considered. One very early profile of the Beastie Boys for a Christmas back in the 80s, I remember. But Ira worked Christmas not because he lacked seniority, but because for him it was a great way to get away from the whole holiday thing.
Personally, like, I have no connection to Christmas. I'm a Jew. We didn't celebrate Christmas growing up. And I grew up in suburban Baltimore where there's a big enough Jewish community that really, it wasn't until I was older that I totally understood, like, right, everyone celebrates Christmas. And so for me, like, Christmas was one of these early experiences of feeling like I stand completely outside the culture, like no part of it spoke to me. I would see it just, I have no connection to it at all. I have no fond memories. Any memories I have of Christmas is sort of like when I got older, going to other people's houses and, you know, just huge, overabundant numbers of gifts for little kids and watching little kids like tear into these boxes, which is sweet, but also always, I think, for everybody, for all the adults involved, like you just feel a little weird about all the crap around the tree. You know what I mean? Like it just is like, it's just, it's kind of a mixed sort of feeling.
One of my favorite things on your resume for years was that you studied semiotics in college.
Yes.
It seems
yes.
to me that that must have come directly from observing people around the tree and wondering why you were standing outside the culture in such a way.
Well, it's true, actually. Like, semiotics is a way of looking at literature where you very much stand back from the narrative. And I do think the fact that it seemed like such a natural fit was experiences that I had. I mean, not just, you know, those experiences of being outside Christmas, but I think the way my personality was constructed from the start, it was always sort of easier to stand back and observe.
Well,
and,
it's the default position. I mean, if everyone is having a good time and you're not, and your parents didn't even tell you about this good time that everyone else is having, you can either take it personally or you can become an anthropologist. And I think you chose the correct.
I love the grandness of vision that you are bringing to this interview. I just want to give some respect here that you've gone to the trouble to come up with kind of like a unified theory for my whole my whole life. In a way that no one ever does. I think I want to say, like, yes. Okay, I'm going to go with that.
Go with that.
I think that, yeah, there's a lot to that. I think that for me, like for a lot of people who are interested in interviewing others, it came very naturally because I was used to being on the outside. And Christmas was certainly a part of that. That was, I suppose, my Christmas gift.
Well, simple question. Do you do the gift thing?
For little kids, sure. And if I can think of something, you know, for my dad or my sisters, but usually just for the little kids in the family.
Have you ever given a gift that bowled somebody over or got one that did the same for you?
Oh, I'm sure I have. But one of the really awesome things about my marriage is that my wife, Anahid, has exactly the same relationship to the holidays and to gift giving that I do. You know, just as I shrug off the holidays and often go to Vegas or Atlantic City to be among the godless and gamble, which is a lovely way to spend the holidays. You know, she could care less, and neither of us have any kind of investment in presents and stuff like that.
Memo to public radio listeners, best gift for Ira Glass around the holidays, ticket to Vegas. Is that correct?
It'd be a pretty good one, sure.
All right. We'll see if we can do about that. First class, or can you do business, or will you do coach?
Oh, coach. Please. Sure. I'm working public broadcasting. Coach. Coach.
One of the people. Ira Glass, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Take care. Have a great holiday. I know you won't, but give it a shot.
No, it'll be lovely off of work.
Yes.
It'll be lovely to be off of work.
Ira Glass, the host of This American Life. And aside from a plane ticket to Vegas, is there a gift you've gotten or received that stands out to you? We're collecting your gift-giving and gift-receiving stories. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.